Welcome to the Total Wireless Store, where total confidence awaits.
My boss says I'm going to be traveling a lot for business, so I need network coverage that works as hard as I do.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Our phones run on the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network.
The nation's largest network? That definitely works.
Now you can focus on the important stuff, like getting your expense reports done on time.
Discover the Total Wireless Stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in L.A. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Attract Positive Results with Max Ryan. It's great to have you here, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me a lot better because I have a new headset, and it's mucho better. So I really do apologize for the last couple of weeks because I've been trying to do a couple of different things. So first of all, I want to say if you want to watch the show live and you want to see me do the work, you can tune in on Instagram. I've got some friends on Instagram there right now. We have Marcy, we have Laura, we have Girl Rush Fan, we have everybody there, and it's at Attract Positive Results. Attract Positive Results. So you can watch me, or if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can do that too live. And then once, just so you know this, once the show is all done, it will be put on to iTunes, on Stitcher, on a ton of other things. But one of the things I wanted to make sure is I got a better mic because it wasn't working. And one of the things for my Instagram viewers is that, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have you hear the callers anymore just because that's the way it's got to work. I'm sorry about that, everybody. But you can listen to Blog Talk Radio live. And the way you find that is go to attractpositiveresults.com. On the front, there are two images of my other show, which we had a great show yesterday, Connect with Max and Polly, and then today's show, which is Attract Positive Results with Max Ryan. So, all right, everyone, take a big deep breath. Really excited that you are here today. And I am thrilled, actually, that we're going to be talking about what we're going to talk about today. So let me ask you this. Do you believe in miracles? Are you somebody that is constantly trying to figure things out on your own? Are you someone that's trying to think your way out of problems? Are you someone that's trying to get the right answer all the time? If that's you, then this show is perfect for you because we're going to talk about miracles. We're going to talk about belief. We're going to talk about what miracles are, what they are not. We're going to read some of the definitions of miracles in A Course in Miracles. So that is what the show is all about today. So if you would like to call in, because I will take callers, the number to call in, we've got already five people in the queue, so thank you so much for calling in. And we will get to your calls in just a moment. But if you want to be on the queue, the guest call-in number is 323-870-4018. 323-870-4018. And you can call in and you can get on the queue, and you can hear the show while you are waiting. So, great. All right, everybody. If you don't know who I am, my name is Max Ryan. I have been a spiritual teacher and a transformational mentor for many years. I have been a student and teacher of A Course in Miracles for over 30 years. And I believe very strongly the principles of A Course in Miracles, if applied to your life in a very specific way, will change everything in your life, will change how you see the world, will change how you see others, will change how you see yourself, and it will open you up to the world of non-duality. Non-duality is the opposite, obviously, of duality. Duality is the world that lives in fear, that lives in fear. The world of duality says you have to be success or you're a failure. You have to be pretty or you're ugly. You have to be good or bad. This is a big one. You have to be a good girl or a bad girl. You have to be a good boy or a bad boy. And all of that, comes from a psychology that has been trained into us, And that part of us that has been trained into us starts with something called the ego. And the ego is something, from A Course in Miracles' point of view, is a little bit different, than the ego as defined by Freud. It's a little bit different. But it is the part of us that thinks without love. It's the part of us that says, keep striving, but never really get there. It's the part of us that says, well, other people get it and you don't. It's the part of us that says, I'm not sure if I even deserve love. I don't even. And it's the part of you that underneath everything is telling you, you don't even know who you are. And I believe strongly that when we take that journey inward, when we start to do the work and you have people around you to support you and love you while you are doing the work, you will start to literally heal the relationship with yourself, transcend the false relationship with yourself that you might have right now into the true relationship with yourself, right? And that is what my passion is for you, to help you, either through readings, through individual coaching, through my immersion program. That is what I do. And that is a gift to me to be able to learn from you, And it's been the honor of my life. So I just wanted to say that if you would like to know more about my work, you can follow me on Periscope. I'm on Periscope pretty much every morning, 8 a.m. We do lots of different great things there. You can go to my website, attractpositiveresults.com. And if you are in any kind of confusion, any kind of pain, or in part of, on your spiritual path, and you're not quite, something's not quite working, you can book a time with me. You can go right to the front page there. You can book a time with me. I've got some times open. So as a gift to you, that I will get on the phone with you and I will talk to you. And even we can even do it on Zoom where I can see you to find out what your blocks to your peace are. What's your block to your potential? What are your blocks to really transcending your relationship with yourself so you can be open to a miraculous new way of living, a miraculous new relationship with yourself that you probably have never had before? And I know that's doable because I've seen it in so many people that it warms my heart, just warms my heart. Okay. So one thing I wanted to do, I wanted to start doing is on the show, I want to start giving you some recommendations. And one of the recommendations, this week's recommendation is a podcast. The podcast is a great podcast anyway, but I listened to one this week and it is Alan Alda's podcast called Clear and Vivid. His podcast is really great. He covers a lot of topics. The main thrust and theme of that podcast is about communication, clear and vivid. He's an incredibly smart man and he's got great guests. So this week he had a guest, Father Greg from Homeboy Industries. And if you don't know Homeboy Industries, let me tell you this really quickly. Homeboy Industries has been around for about 30 years. And what they do is they take in gang members that want to stream back into non-gang life, into everyday life, so that they can have careers, so that they can have families, so that they can have self-respect, they can change their relationship with themselves. Absolutely incredible work. Incredible work, and he's changed the lives of thousands and thousands and thousands of gang members in Los Angeles. And he's an incredible man, and he was talking this week about a lot of different things. And there's just a couple things I will say. Definitely follow him, follow them, and listen to that podcast. One of the things that he said that I thought was really, really, really applicable to my life, and I think applicable to everyone's life on some level, is I think Alan Alda said, you know, how do you save people? How are you saving these people, these kids that are coming in from the gang? He's like, I don't save anybody. I'm not there to save anybody. And he was like, well, what do you give them? He's like, no. And he says it much more eloquently, but the thrust of the conversation was that he says, no, I don't believe that I have the power to do that, but I do believe that I have, when I come into contact with another human being, that they have the ability to change me. That's huge. And so, of course, he's set up a system to help them, but his core being is that he is wanting to learn. He is wanting to change from them. They are his teacher, and that is one of the biggest courses in the principles in A Course in Miracles, is that whatever is your challenge, or whatever is, you know, seems to be a challenge, a person, a situation, an experience, that is your teacher. That is your teacher. And when you have that, you have true humbleness. You're truly humble. And you know, it's an amazing interview. I wanted to say that one thing, because we're not here to change the world. And as A Course in Miracles says, you're not here to change the world. You are here to change your mind about the world. And you're not here to change people. You're here to change your mind about people. You're not here to change yourself. You're here to change your mind about yourself. And when you are open to that and being truly humble, that's when miracles happen. That's when miracles happen, my friends. So take a big deep breath. If you're new here, I always say take a deep breath, because it brings you back to your center and you can literally hear more, you can focus more, and you can be back in the present moment. Okay? Before we get into talking about what miracles are and taking your calls, I want to say one more time that I will be taking your calls. And the number here is 323-870-4018. 323-870-4018. Okay, so let's talk about miracles for a moment. You know, a lot of people, like I'll say, you know, I have the chat in Instagram open right now, which I love. Keep talking. Is that people will say, oh, I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. If I say, do you believe in miracles? It's kind of redundant, because in the, you know, in the spiritual world, it's like, oh, yes, I believe in miracles. Oh, yes, I believe in miracles. And my experience has been that myself included, I am no different than anyone else. I might have done some more reading, more studying, more work on my relationship with myself than you might have at this point. But if I talk to someone for 5 minutes, I can tell right away they don't truly believe in miracles, because they have a belief in the impossible. There's something in their life, myself included, this is where the work is, everyone. There's something in their life that they believe they can't have a miracle for. So if there's anything in your life you believe you can't have a miracle for, then you don't truly believe in miracles. So let's talk about what a miracle is first before we move into this. For my money, a miracle is an experience that transcends space and transcends time, right? The miracle does not live in space and time. The miracle lives in another dimension. And that dimension, I don't want to get too intergalactic, but that dimension is not of the ego. That is not of the ego. So a miracle does not live in space, and it does not live in time. It lives in another dimension. And I would say that dimension is in God, in grace, in love, right? So that's what we want to start off. We want to start off with a miracle is something that takes place in a situation, or we're going to go into a little bit more about miracles, that transcends space and time, right? And as we know, space and constructs that we're using perception, that we are using perception to realize. You're using perception to realize what space you're in, what time you're in, whatever it happens to be. But as we start to break down all of our belief systems in what we believe is real, then we are open to breaking through space and time, right? And time is a construct made by man, and space is literally a construct made by man, this space, right? So, as A Course in Miracles would say, a miracle is a shift in your perception. A miracle is a shift in your perception. Let's talk about what blocks miracles from your life. So, it is a shift in your perception. It can be, and it can be in anything. It can be a huge change of your mind. It could be a radical healing of a terminal disease. It could be getting that date that you never thought that you could get before. It could be being offered something you never believed you could have before because of your own, you believed you didn't deserve it or you weren't worthy of it or whatever it happens to be, and suddenly, boom. You get that offer, you get that date or something. It could be any and all of those things. But there are principles that literally always, always, always line up with those things. Always line up those things. But the block to having a miracle is very important, really important. So we have to look at ourselves and look at our lives and see where our blocks are, where our blocks to a miracle, right? I'm going to read you some of the things in A Course in Miracles, and that's going to be important. But let's just go to this really quickly. The biggest block to miracles in your life is doubt. The biggest block to miracles is doubt. Doubt is the one thing that you have to be aware of while you're walking a spiritual path, while you're having a spiritual awakening. You have to see, because doubt is resistance. Miracles are resonance. Does that make sense? Doubt is resistance. I can't have it. No one will ever believe me. I'm not good enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not. It's not. The world isn't a fair place. I'm not smart enough. They are not willing enough to give me a chance. It's all based on doubt. And that doubt is the block to your miracles. And the work that I do, especially when I work with people privately, not just on my podcast or on my, you know, on my shows. I could say all this stuff, but the work that when you work and you dig in and you start to unravel the knot of the ego, as the Easterns would say, Eastern philosophies would say, when you start to unravel the knot of the ego, you start to see, oh, there's a doubt here, there's a doubt there, there's a doubt there. So let's heal that doubt. Let's heal that doubt. And when you commit to that, become natural. All right? So we want to look at doubt. We want to look at doubt. We want to look at a lot of other things, but let's just look at doubt for a second. So that's the main thing. Miracles always transcend space and time. The biggest block to a miracle is doubt. Simple. It's simple. Don't make it too complicated. It is simple, right? So let me read from, this is A Course in Miracles. If you don't know A Course in Miracles is a spiritual mind training. It is not a religion. People from all religions and no religions read A Course in Miracles because the principles are universal, and the principles are they have a Christic kind of terminology in a very Eastern philosophy. And when you start to practice these principles, you will change your life, and you will allow yourself to become a miracle maker, all right? So let's look at what, and we will take your calls. Thank you for hanging on there. I've got, you know, quite a few people. Thank you so much. Let's look at just two of the definitions, okay? The first definition, the very first chapter of A Course in Miracles is the meaning of miracles, right? The Meaning of Miracles. Oh my gosh, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm sorry for everyone listening that you heard me sneeze, but, you know, you can't help it. I couldn't mute it fast enough. So, here we go. The Principle of Miracles. There's 50. We're not reading all 50, but I just picked out a few. Let's read number one. Thank you so much in the chat for saying bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Brennan. Thank you, Marcy. Hello, Marisha. Thank you, Jessica. If you want to speak to me, the chat on blog is really crazy and it doesn't really work so much on my computer. But if you get on Instagram, you can chat with me. All right. So here we go. The very first principle of A Course in Miracles, of the principle of miracles, is this. I'm going to read you exactly what it says. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. One is not harder or bigger than another. They are all the same. All expressions of love are maximal. I'm going to read it again. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. One is not harder or bigger than another. They are all the same. All expressions of love are maximal. Let's just break that down for a moment. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. What did I say earlier? If you believe that you could have a miracle in your career, but you do not believe you could have a miracle in your finances, then you don't believe in miracles. If you believe you could have a miracle in your finances, but you can't have a miracle in healing a horrible disease, then you don't believe in miracles. They're all the same. It doesn't matter if you need your rent for this month or you need cancer being cured. It's all the same. It's all the same. And that's something that when you do the work and you start to really align yourself up, back with grace, with God, with love, that's what starts to happen. And listen, what did I say is the biggest block? Doubt. Doubt. Now, doubt is the biggest block. So when you are doubting, you don't have the belief that there is no order of difficulty in miracles. That's the truth. That's the truth. But when you start to do the work, then it's natural that you just go, well, of course. Well, of course I could have a miracle here. You know? And when you start to get to that point, that's when everything starts to change. That's when everything starts to move and shift. And you are not who you believe you were. The world is not who you prescribed it to be before. Others are not the roles that you prescribed them to be before. The world has a different meaning than what you prescribed it before. Take a deep breath. The last part of that section says, all expressions of love are maximal. All expressions of love are maximal. Why does he say that? Why does he say there's no order of difficulty in miracles, they are all the same, and all expressions of love are maximal? Why would he say that? He says that because every miracle, everything that pierces through the veil of space and time, is of love, is of the manifestation of love. It's hard sometimes for me to say that because I know that all of us come to the work, come to our life with a different interpretation and meaning of what the word love is. We're not talking about romantic love here. We're talking about like the most base, and base when I mean grounded, base meaning of love. Of love. Pure, unconditional acceptance of others, of ourselves, of the world. That is what we're talking about here. We're not talking about, oh, I love you. I mean, I love you is fine. But we're talking about an experience of vibrational resonance that lives in all of us at all times, but we're not aware of it until we do the work. All right, everybody? Okay. Take a big deep breath. All right. There's a million things I could say about miracles, but I think that this opens up the door for you to start. This is the opening of the door for you to understand and start getting what miracles are about. So we're going to go and take a little tiny break. Then I'm going to go to the phones. There are people in line. Thank you so much for hanging on here. Once again, I will, let's see, the call-in number is 323-870-4018, 323-870-4018. All right? We're going to take a moment, just a couple minutes, to just stop, take some breaths, and then I'll be right back after this nice little two-minute meditation. I'll be back. You're listening to Attract Positive Results with Max Ryan, and we'll be back to take your calls. Hello and welcome back to Attract Positive Results with Max Ryan. It's great to have you here. Hopefully you took that moment to listen to that music and just stop. Let everything that we've been talking about for the last 25 minutes just sink in a little bit about miracles. If you'd like to know more about me or book a time with me, totally on my dime, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com. Right on the homepage, there's a little video. If it sparks something in you, there is a place that you can book a time to talk to me, and I will help you as much as I can. Right? And those calls are free to you. And I ask that only the people that that I haven't talked to yet schedule those calls, and we'll search and see where your doubt is and where your block to your peace and your joy and your flow is. All right, everyone. All right. So this is the portion of the show where I take some calls. Thank you so much for the callers for hanging on here. And I'll take some calls right now. And my Instagram, my incredible Instagram audience right there, I'm sorry, but you won't be able to hear the calls. You have to listen on Blog Talk Radio from now on because I needed to use this because of the quality. It's much better. So sorry about that, but, you know. It's only me. I don't have a studio. So here we go. I go in the order of the calls received, right? So there's people that have been sitting on the calls for a while, and I'll try to get as many people in as possible. The show, just to let you know, everyone, the show is a 45-minute show because I have my private group call for my private clients. I hate the word clients, but the people I work with that are on their path in my immersion program, we have a call at 10 a.m. So we will go for about 15 more minutes. Okay, everyone? So let's see who is first here. My gosh, thank you so much for waiting. Somebody here has waited for 44 minutes and 30 seconds, and someone's waited 44 minutes and 20 seconds. I have to go in the order received. I have to go in the order received. So let's go to area code 602-320, 602-320. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great to hear your voice.
I like what you have to say.
Great, Evelyn. Actually, I actually would like to hear what you have to say about the what I was talking about, miracles. How does that apply to your life, Evelyn?
You know, I've been actually wanting to do this Course in Miracles for years now, and I still haven't done it. But it's like after today, I'm thinking, geez, I really need to get into it. And,
yeah.
You know, it's, and I believe that. And, but the thing is that when you think you don't doubt, but do you still doubt? Even though you feel like you don't, but maybe you do, because I'm kind of working on this, like I want a career change, and I've been applying for jobs and they're not happening. And it's like, I applied for this one particular job recently and contacted, but there's to get back to you. And it's, you know how you believe that it should be yours, and I don't think I doubt, but then you wonder.
And you're right. You're not seeing the evidence of not having doubt in the world. The world is showing you that you have doubt. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you wonder because you're thinking well, Jesus will be perfect. It'll be a little miracle, right? And you keep the faith and believe and expect it. And then when it doesn't happen.
Right. That's a really good point. A really good point. Because you're like, I'm keeping the faith. I know it can happen. It can happen. It can happen. It doesn't end up happening. And then your doubt goes down. And I mean, it goes up and your faith goes down and your faith starts to go down. And then you start to get in. Oh, no, I have to stop doing that. I need to have more faith. Something's wrong with me. I need to stay in a positive vibration. All that stuff. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's where, and when you're listening to me earlier, this is what the Course in Miracles helps us to do. It helps us to do, because that's what the ego is going to say. The ego is going to come up and say, oh, you don't have faith, you don't have faith, you don't have faith. And so you need to doubt that. Something's wrong with you. Maybe you need to fix something. Something's not right here. And it'll start to go into that insanity of your brain that's like, well, maybe this isn't the career for me. Maybe I should not do that. Maybe, do you understand what I'm saying, Evelyn?
Right.
Right.
Or
and that's
that, or you
where...
start thinking, well, maybe this wasn't the path I'm supposed to be on. Maybe something better is coming. And then you start analyzing it.
You start trying to figure it out and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get further and further away from your faith. And it gets very further away from that first principle of there's no order of difficulty in miracles, right? You definitely don't believe that anymore. Then you're like, I sure don't believe that anymore because this sure seems difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So the Course in Miracles is, you know, it's a, yeah, I call it a study. It's a lifelong study, right? And it's something that once we start to get the principles, it starts to really change our life and change our thinking. Let me just tell you, Evelyn, as we were, I'm not sure if you're watching on Instagram or not, but I pulled a card for you. I was listening, I pick up energy and this is just kind of what I do. And so I pulled a card for you right away, and it makes total sense, Evelyn, when you're talking about wanting a career change and not getting what you want. You get the Five of Rods card. Do you know the tarot at all, Evelyn?
To some degree, yes.
Okay. So you probably know that the Five of Rods card, and it says, you know, in the pictures of the tarot, it always gives the clue, is that this is about kind of strenuous competition and trying to like make things happen. It's kind of like, oh, I've got to do this and I got to do that. And it's kind of like the definition of kind of figuring it out and taking actions and doing this and getting that done. So spirit's definitely reflecting what you're talking about. It's like, well, I'm going to career change. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to reach out here and then I'm going to do this and all of this stuff. It has that energy. The Five of Rods has a lot of energy into the word career is big. Like, I have to make this my career. This has to be my career. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you, Evelyn?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So on a very deep level, oh, that's interesting. Oh, my gosh. Woo. Okay, so you got the Queen of Pentacles turned upside down. Do you know what the Pentacles are?
Well, I do, but I know the Queen of Pentacles is not a bad one.
Nope, it's not. So the Pentacles, the Rods is all about your purpose and your really about your internal purpose in your life. So it's like, oh, I've got to compete and try to find it, whatever. And that's what this is saying about your internal. But the Pentacles is all about finances and career and money. Okay? You are an incredibly smart woman. This is definitely you. The Queen of Pentacles is definitely you, but it's inverted, right? So, Evelyn, it's inverted. And when this card is inverted, it shows you have an incredible doubt that there's a healing about your relationship about money that needs to be looked at.
Well, my relationship with I don't know. I was like, I mean, I like money. I don't have a problem with money. It's just that I just, you know, sometimes it's all about the job and the work and not enough.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. I get that. Have you ever read, and this is a 46-page book, so it's not like The Course in Miracles, but I'm telling you it's like a mini Course in Miracles. Have you ever read the book, The Science of Getting Rich?
No, I have not.
Okay, you need to read that. You need to read that book.
Okay.
Because that book, it's so small, and I've done courses on it, and I'm thinking about doing another. I take like 10 people privately, and we delve into this. I want you to read that book. You can get it online. I mean, literally, you can get it for free probably online somewhere. And I want you to read that book because that book really connects. This is where I want – the Spirit's definitely telling you that there's something about your belief about money because it's like stress or whatever, the competition thing. I want you to start to do work around that book. Just read it. Literally, you can sit down and read it in an afternoon. But the principles in that book, Evelyn – can change your whole life. They can change your whole life.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not
that
I have a bad life. It's just, you know, things have been good and then they go south and then they're good and then they go south. And it's like, what the heck?
Right. I get that. And this has nothing to do with me picking up the energy of you as a person, because you as a person, I get very strong vibration that you're a strong person. You're very smart. You're totally capable. There's a lot of things that are really wonderful about you. It's just when people call me, there's this thing that they need to start to heal or that start to fix. So I'm going to point you in the direction of reading on the Science of Getting Rich. It's very short, very short.
Okay.
But if you read it very specifically, you're going to start to go, oh, I'm going to say a bad word. Oh, shit, this is heavy. This is big.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Because I'm just looking for insight to where to go with it.
Right. Great, Evelyn. I mean, I think that points you in a direction because, you know, on any kind of my intuitive work is always opening up to where is the work need to be done, right? And that's where the work needs to be done for you, for sure. And like I say all the time, if you're interested in calling me or talking to me privately, go to my website and I would love to do that. Just, you know.
Okay, good. Will do. Thank you.
Evelyn,
thank you for your time.
Have an incredible weekend, my friend.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, how sweet. All right. We're going to go right to the next call because we're just going to move into the next call. All right. Thank you, Evelyn. That was really wonderful. And this is what the work does. The work brings up stuff that people need to look at. And it doesn't always bring up stuff of what you want to hear. It brings up what you need to hear. That's hard pill to swallow sometimes. Let's go to the next person in line, which is area code 775-762. 775-762. Hello?
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Wendy?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Wendy. It's one of my favorite names. I love that name, Wendy.
Thank you. I do, too. Wonderful to meet you, sir.
Quickly, because I don't have a lot of time, but how are miracles happening in your life, or what's your block to miracles?
I firmly believe in miracles. I've seen evidence of that. My current situation, though, is that I've been on an approved ADA leave from my employer because on March 9th, I was in a yellow cab. We were rear-ended, and they took me to the hospital. No broken bones, thank God. But it aggravated the broken back I had 29 years ago, so I've not been able to work. Last week, I got a very upsetting call from Human Resources, and they said, you are approved through ADA through the end of the month, and even if your doctor approves you medically beyond the last day of this month, we will not approve it, and I will lose my job. So,
Wendy, did you call before last week or the week or on another one of my shows?
I very possibly have.
Yeah, you have. You have. You definitely have, because I'm like, oh yeah, Wendy, I get it, and I remember your story. I totally remember your story. I get it. So first of all, I'm really sorry about what's gone on with you. What is your question, Wendy?
Well, my question is, I'm going to call my supervisor today, and I'm going to be very business professional and polite, and I'm going to say I want to benefit the company and be, produce for the company. And if my doctor approves me back, will you please put me in the 2-month structured training class, because I've missed 7.5 months, and there's been huge changes in the computer system and business. So I'm going to ask him if he will do that for me. Do you feel that he will approve that request?
What is this supervisor's name?
Clayton.
Clayton.
Yes.
There's strings attached. I feel like there's a possibility here for it, for sure. But strings attached is the thing that I'm getting, meaning that it's not going to be like cut and dry, like yes, no. It's going to be a little more like, okay, let's work on this. It's going to be more of a collaborating to figure out how to literally heal this situation. Does that make sense?
I think so.
It's going to be more of a negotiation than a clear yes or no. A clear yes or no. And the other thing I want to tell you, Wendy, is that did you listen to the whole beginning of what I was talking about, miracles?
Yes, I did.
Right. So I want you to have that what I told you, the very first definition of there is no order of difficulty in miracles.
Uh-huh.
I want you to really, really, really embody that. Because I'll tell you this really quickly, just on some level, this is not to blame you, we all do it, just on some level, on a specific level, that you calling to need an answer to this situation is that a proof that you're not quite believing that you could have a miracle in this situation. And it's not to blame you,
mm-hmm.
but do you see that?
I see what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, so allow God, grace, love to come into the situation and let it go, and then negotiate, and walk the moment. Okay?
Put it in God's hands.
Yep. And then follow. And follow.
Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Well,
but I feel like it's not, intuitively, I'll tell you this. When I'm checking into this situation and Clayton and you and everything, it feels like there's a negotiation process here. So there's going to be kind of strings attached, or it's going to be like, oh yeah, but there's other things. So I think that helps you in some way. So definitely put it in God's hand, trust more, allow more and do less.
I hear you. And, are you going to draw a card for me?
I got two cards. One, the first card was the Queen of Rods, and it's both of these are inverted, so it shows me that there's something definitely going on. The Queen of Rods, when it's inverted, it gives me the clue that there's money issues going on, which I knew obviously. And then I took the Nine of Pentacles, which is and it's inverted. I mean the Page of Pentacles. Sorry, it's inverted. And this is why I was telling you that there's kind of strings attached here, is that the pentacles are about career and money. And so it shows that there is a little bit of a rocky road here going on. So those are the two cards I picked. They're both inverted and they're both strong cards. So it's a lot what you're doing. And you're being asked to really trust a lot more. You're being asked to trust a lot more. Okay, my friend?
Well, I hope I keep my job at least a year.
Yeah, you have to let go of your plan. There's a bigger plan than your plan. I know that's hard to hear, but there's a bigger plan than yours. So let go of what you think should be so you can allow the bigger plan to come in. Okay, Wendy?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of your callers. I know you've waited so long. If you would like to book a private reading with me, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com, where I spend 90 minutes with you. We do like a life reading, and we will sit down. I will look at you, and we will have a great time. We have a lot of fun, and we will uncover a lot of stuff. And I will, you know, I can't not coach you or guide you or help you in that way. So, but if you want to do a full reading with me, I'd be honored. You can go to Attract Positive Results to do that. You can also book a time to see how I can work with you, which is very different than a reading. All right, everyone. I love you so much. I pray that love will guide you this week. Have an incredible weekend. Believe in miracles a little more. As I was saying to Wendy, allow more, do less. When you allow more, your faith goes up, your doubt goes down, and you can be in the flow. All right, everyone. Have an incredible week. I'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life, to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.
You've been called to the CEO's office. You've been busting your hump all year. You think to yourself, I deserve this. Your boss slides a piece of paper across the table. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Because you know there's never been a better time to test drive the 2019 Mercedes-Benz GLA at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. That's right, the sleek SUV you've had your eye on at a truly surprising price. Visit mbusa.com/GLA to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Just getting up or just getting out the door? We get it. Life in SoCal isn't always 9 to 5. That's why Today in LA's team is going strong at the crack of dawn for you. Shauna, her forecast will tell you what to wear. Alicia, her down-to-the-mile traffic will keep you in the clear. Adrian and Daniela, they'll break down all the morning's breaking news so nothing takes you by surprise. It's simple. You wake up, we'll open your eyes. Today in LA for you. Starting at 4 a.m.